It's a scene out of America's Industrial Revolution past. In Lowell, dozens of looms weave together lines of white thread at the Boot Cotton Mill. The mill complex is part of the Lowell National Historical Park and part of the National Park Service. Today marks the centennial of the creation of the Park Service, which also manages places such as Yosemite National Park, the Grand Canyon, and Mount Rushmore. This park was created in Lowell in 1978, one of the nation's first urban parks. Lowell Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas helps oversee the Park Service as a member of the House Subcommittee for Federal Lands. We met her outside the Boot Cotton Mills to talk about the Park Service on its birthday and ask how an urban park fits into the popular view of national parks as places of natural beauty.
Well, if you look back at the act that actually created the National Park Service, it always recognized that it would be protecting historical sites, cultural sites, as well as the extraordinary physical sites that we think so much of as being in the national park system. This is the first planned industrial city in the country. This place spawned the Industrial Revolution, changed the way in which we make things.
All right, so pretend for a moment that you've never been here before, but you've decided you're going to visit the National Park in Lowell. What do you think, for a first-time visitor, would blow them away? You know, when you see the mountains in the west for the first time, you're blown away. What would blow people away about visiting this park in Lowell for the first time, do you think?
People are always taken aback by the architectural treasures of the Industrial Revolution. These buildings are simply magnificently beautiful. But it's also a history of the peoples who made this possible.
From the perspective of your work in Congress, looking ahead, what are the challenges, in your view, facing the National Park Service in the immediate years ahead?
Well, we have had over 300 million visitors in this year alone, but you would not know that in the kind of funding. So the biggest challenge we have is funding. Over the years, we've accumulated a very significant backlog of in maintenance, about $12 billion. Half of that really are the roads that make it possible for people to travel through, especially the larger sites out west. There is legislation out there that recognizes the centennial and the importance of our national parks, but funding does not follow suit. And that's true in many other areas as well, where we know without funding, all the good ideas in the world really are very challenged going forward.
What sort of places do you think need preserving in the future that aren't preserved now?
Much depends on members of Congress working with their constituents to identify new sites, whether it's a historic site, whether it's a cultural site, whether it's a site of great beauty, for them to bring those ideas forward. But what, in the end, we want it to represent is a diversity of peoples, the diversity of talents, the diversity of efforts that have made this country the great place that it is.
And what do you think the role of the Park Service will be or should be over the next 100 years?
It's going to have to be adaptive. One of the things we've had to focus on is, as much as you want people to go into a park and sort of appreciate the natural beauty and be kind of cut off from civilization, the reality is that new visitors today, our younger generation, wants to be internet connected. So we have to find ways in our park settings to do that. It's probably only a matter before they're playing Pokemon in the national parks. It's a matter of time, if not already.
And how do you hope that people observe the 100th anniversary?
By going to their parks. If you could come to the Lowell National Historical Park and appreciate the Industrial Revolution, but I would say go down the road and go to the Minuteman National Park, because the remarkable thing about that is the simplicity of the place in which our revolution began.
Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, thanks a lot for meeting us here in Lowell at the park.
Well, thank you for making a trip out here and seeing this beautiful site.
We spoke with Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas in Lowell for the anniversary of the National Park Service, founded 100 years ago on this day in 1916. And this is one of the biggest hits of that year. It's Sunshine of Your Smile, sung by John McCormick.
Sunshine in your dear, dear face. cold.